Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve and your Political Week in Review, broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. It's been another wild boar of a week. Oink, oink. The political dumpster's ablaze, but let's put out this shit show and reload your brain with a fact you actually need. All right, you little bastards. It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Come on, you feline. Start scratching the post. Holy moly. Take it away, gentlemen.
All right, we'll take it away. Welcome one, welcome all, the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Getting ready to go, baby. Political week in review time. And boy, was it a doozy.
It's been a busy week, hasn't it? I can't even believe it's Friday. Good stuff. So yeah, plenty going on. You can find our website, vocalminority.net. People randomly email us through there. We've got our own social medias, but we are, of course, proudly part of the Really American Network here. So you can find the show in its video format here, as you're seeing right now. We're live just after 3 o'clock on the West Coast, 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So chime in, get vocal.
Yeah, people loading up the chat rooms. Keep in mind, we're live on YouTube and Facebook. And I don't know. It's just cool to have you guys along. So let's get ready for it, and we welcome you to the show.
Welcome to the show.
That's right.
Indeed. I'm back to making my own coffee, by the way. I've been drinking mochas every day. I've been gaining weight.
What do you mean? You've been buying coffee at Starbucks?
Ever since I started working for Really American, like, full-time, I don't have time for anything. So I've been running down the street to either Starbucks, or I've got a place that I have dubbed the Epstein Coffee House. Because I have never seen anything but teenage girls working there. And I am convinced either a female woman entrepreneur owns that place and is trying to empower, like, you know, high school girls. Right. Or it's some pervy dude that is only hired. Because I swear to God, it is only teenage girls there. It's not why I go. They have good coffee and bagels. But
is it a bikini barista? I mean, no, what are we doing?
No, God damn it. I just said they're high school girls.
Okay.
No, but I've been running out for coffee every morning, and I tipped the scale at 200 the other day, and that's not acceptable. So it's got to be the freaking mochas. So I'm back to making my own damn coffee.
You poor little bastard, dude. That 200 mark is something I'd kill for. How about that?
No, I've been doing okay of late, but quite frankly, the world of politics stressing me out, so coffee's good.
Yeah, that's no kidding. We mentioned it was a busy week, and of course, the Epstein goings-ons is on everybody's mind, and we will get to it. We've got the latest from that. But first, Stephen has a little breaking news we need to let you know about.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Aloha from Hawaii, by the way. Can we crash on your couch?
Yeah, no
I
kidding.
I put that in one of my other videos, and I had people all over the world saying I could crash on their couch, which might be my next vacation plan.
So. Yeah, that's nice. Mahalo.
Thank you. All right, speaking of my coffee habits, apparently my coffee's about to get cheaper. So, yeah, breaking news. Trump issues order rolling back some of his food tariffs. President Donald Trump just signed an executive order exempting a range of food imports like coffee, beef, bananas, oranges, tomatoes, tropical fruits, fruit juices, cocoa. Why? I thought tariffs were awesome. I thought they were like free money and stuff. They were genius.
What's the dealio? I know I'm paying a shit ton for coffee right now. So, why? He's finally listening to his MAGA party?
It's an old-fashioned word, Nick. It's a new word that Trump learned.
Groceries?
Affordability. Both, really. But okay. Affordability on your groceries. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the moron is seeing that prices are not down, despite the fact that he keeps just trying to brainwash us all into, you know, believing that they are. And, they got hammered in the blue wave a week or so back. So apparently tariffs aren't free money. Apparently they do run up the cost of everything because either an American company pays it, which is a tax on them, or they pass it along to us, which would be a tax on us. It's not a freaking tax on anyone else.
But he says it all evens out in the end, like you're doing so well on your 401k, all you rich bastards, that the tariff shouldn't matter, right?
And it's such a rich bastard thing to say, like stock market's high, 401ks are high. Like not everyone's got a 401k. And even if you do, what the hell does that mean? Like that should be years away unless you're right at retirement age.
Yeah.
And stocks, what am I supposed to do? Cash out my portfolio so I can buy some coffee?
There's a lot of people that don't even have a 201k, dude, or a 101k. Come on.
Exactly. And by the way, bananas, I buy bananas all the time because they're the cheapest food I can possibly – They're cheaper than ramen noodles.
Ah, really? Bananas?
I get a bushel of bananas, like four or five, and it's like $2.
Wow.
I mean, they're good. They're healthy. They don't cost much. So I haven't noticed a price on that. But coffee, yeah, I have noticed going up. So, you know, listen, I don't want to give him any credit because this is a problem he created. But apparently he is going to make it slightly more affordable for us peasants to have our coffee and juices.
So funny, dude. You know, we've always said, like, if this moron does something great, we're not like MAGA. We'll talk about it and say, like, oh, he got something done, or that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, but he caused it, so not too much credit.
Completely. Yesterday, he signed into an executive order that is for foster kids. Okay. And yeah, you know, my history of foster kids, like I was a foster parent for quite a few years.
Did he lower the tariffs on foster kids?
Are they yes. No, I don't think so, dude. But this is Melania Trump's thing, but he signed the executive order. She also signed it, which I don't. That just goes to show you, like, it's meaningless, right?
Wasn't he always about Biden? Like, who's signing these things? Yeah. It's an auto pen, but his wife can sign it?
So, dude, he signs this executive order, and as we all know, he holds the Sharpie with his fist and signs. His signature is like the whole page, and then he has her sign it, and it is an average size signature, and it just shows you what a goofball he is and an idiot. But I told my wife, got home last night, I was like, hey, I always said if he does something good, I'll talk about it. So I start going through some of this stuff with this foster care system, and she's shaking her head, and I was like, what, you don't think it's good? She was like, it's bullshit, dude. It's just hollow promises. Nothing comes of this. And I was like, yeah, that is a lot of his stuff, right? That sounds good.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, a lot of people are chiming in here about maybe this isn't going to do jack or shit. I mean, time will tell. It might help with some of these things. But the economy in general is not just going to flip back around because we've made coffee more affordable.
No. Now, have you stopped drinking coffee at all?
No.
And you're not a rich man. I have not stopped drinking coffee, and I'm not a rich man. So, yeah, some of those things we'll get by on. But, yeah, it sucks that it's so expensive. So,
I had a financial advisor years ago that I used to work for. I did, like, video editing. And she had this whole thing about, you know, yeah, you could save the cost of a cup of coffee every day, and in 30 years you'll have $1 million.
Yeah.
She was like, screw that. Have the cup of coffee. Go work a little harder. Go earn some more money. Like, we're going to do whatever, but don't sacrifice the here for the later.
Yes, especially coffee, dude. It's like giving up sex. I mean, you need your coffee, right?
That's right. Joanne says, tariff on foster kids. Don't give him any ideas. Yeah.
That's unfortunately, yeah, we got to be careful what we
say.
That's
fair. Indeed. Yeah. And just real quick, this the toad here said, is Trump going to outlaw weed again? It's on my list. We're going to get to the THC hemp topic and all that stuff in a little bit. So
perfect.
Hang out for that.
Yeah, but right. Yeah,
tariff update. But honestly, it's hilarious because it's an admission he was wrong. That's my main reason for pointing this out.
100%. Yeah. He thought, no one will be affected by it. And, yeah, he's showing now. I feel like with all this Epstein stuff finally coming over the last couple of days, you know, we're finding a lot of stuff out. He's throwing a lot of shit to the wall to see what sticks as, hey, looky over here. Stop thinking about that, you know.
It's not just ketchup he's throwing at the wall. Now he's throwing wars and tariff reductions and every distraction he can come up with. And yeah, the Epstein thing. I mean, when last we spoke on Tuesday of this week, we knew that the vote was pending for the quote-unquote release of the Epstein files.
Yeah.
But I will, first of all, admit a little naivete that I have had, and I feel like pretty much everyone but you that I've shared this with has been like, what? I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I thought that because this was a discharge order they're talking about in the House of Representatives, that meant that some committee had copies of the files and they could just directly release them from the House. But it's just like any law. Like, it's got to go through the House, then it's got to go through the Senate, then Trump himself would have to sign off on the release of the files.
Yeah.
So unless there's the, whatever, two-third majority to override him, like, he's not going to freaking sign them if it even gets through the Senate.
Of course.
So I think we're all holding out hope here for Grijalva to, you know, be this vote that I don't know it's going to do much.
How many pages were released? I think like 40,000 from the estate.
Just this week?
Yeah.
Well, the Dems did 3,000, and then the Republicans thought they'd overwhelm us by dumping 20,000 more,
okay,
which they put a bunch of good stuff in their release, too. I don't think anyone read these things before they dumped them.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all. So I guess the good news is that is a lot of documents to go through. So yeah, this info is going to keep popping, you know,
marches on. So every day we're finding more, because someone does actually have to go through and read all these, so... Yeah, where do we want to start with that fun?
Well, why don't we start? I've got a breaking news report that I saw that I thought, oh, this is worthy of talking about to kind of kick this off. We'll get into the Pam Bondi instruction, okay?
Yeah, okay, because this is hilarious.
Yeah, okay, yeah, take a look at this, guys.
A new social media post here from the President of the United States. He is calling for a Department of Justice investigation into J.P. Morgan, former President Bill Clinton, and others involved in relationships with Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what the President said on social media just a short time ago. He says, now that the Democrats are using the Epstein hoax involving Democrats, not Republicans, to try and deflect from their disastrous shutdown and all their other failures, I will be asking Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice, together with our great patriots at the FBI, to investigate Jeffrey Epstein's involvement and relationship with Bill Clinton, Larry Summers, Reid Hoffman, J.P. Morgan Chase, and many other people and institutions to determine what was going on with them and him. He goes on to say records show that these men and many others spent large portions of their life with Epstein and on his island. Stay tuned. So this presents a significant challenge for those individuals and institutions that the president is suggesting he is going to turn the Department of Justice onto.
Unbelievable, uh-huh. Right?
Yeah. So he's basically saying, go investigate the Democrats. And I don't know how that news anchor can read a Trump tweet without doing the voice.
I know.
Trump set out another one today, too. He said, Epstein was a Democrat, and he is the Democrats' problem, not the Republicans' problem. They all know about him. Don't waste your time with Trump. I have a country to run.
Right. Yes, I saw
don't,
that.
No, don't look at me. I'm busy, people. But look at these Democrats. And yes, Pam Bondi has just recently responded that, yes, sir, you say jump, I say how high.
Of course, dude. She's already on it. I mean, the big news of today, they say high-profile Democrats, but Billy Clinton, dude. I mean, this is the...
I don't care.
That's what we've always said on this show and behind the scenes in our friendship, dude. I don't care who teamed up with Jeffrey Epstein to rape women. Take them down, dude. I don't care if it was my own father. Take them down.
That's the difference between us and them. We do not just circle the wagons just because they're on our team. Democrats, if anything, are too quick to throw people out. But, you know, ultimately, we don't want you if that's what you're up to.
Yeah.
So, yes, get it all out there. I don't know how that's going to happen. But, you know, the interesting thing about these emails is these were part of the Epstein estate. So they were never actually publicly available before. They weren't part of any of the prosecutions or trials. Like, this is new information that even the White House didn't know exactly what was going to be in them.
Right. Yeah. No, this is really, really interesting. And like we just said, like, there's a lot of documents to comb through. I can't imagine what's just in this section alone. And will these documents be enough to put a nail in the coffin, you know? Because I agree. I don't think Trump's going to let any more documents be released. But will these be enough? I mean, will we find shit in there that's enough?
Here's the thing. I think that if stuff like this comes out, and they're saying there could be more from the Epstein estate, there may actually be enough public pressure that we could get a two-thirds majority to override a Trump veto. It is possible.
Sure.
Because no one actually wants to be a pedo protector when it becomes that obvious. That is what Trump is doing. And I've seen a lot of people, including on my own personal social media pages, saying that none of this proves Trump's a pedo. I don't think that it does either. It doesn't prove it. It proves he's a pedo protector.
Sure.
It shows that he knew damn well what Epstein was up to. I mean, the one email from Epstein, Trump knows about the girls.
Yeah.
Spent time with one of the victims that apparently is Victoria, or what her name is, Guthrie.
Dufresne.
Virginia Guthrie. Dufresne?
Goofy.
Whatever her name is. Yeah. The redacted name. The White House is now trying to say, like, hey, she said in her memoir, because she's the one that killed herself, that Trump never did anything inappropriate. But that's a terrible defense. You're still admitting that he spent time alone at Epstein's house with someone currently being sex trafficked. Like, I don't think anything's okay with that. And
no.
I certainly don't think anyone in my life would think it's okay if I'm hanging out with underage girls, or even if she was 18 at that point. Like, none of that clears him of anything, but he obviously knew what the hell Epstein was up to.
It's a law in a lot of states that if you are present for a robbery and someone gets murdered and you don't shoot them, but somebody does, like, you're a murderer, dude. I mean, we know somebody who went to prison for that exact same shit. So this is no different. If you have the knowledge and know that women are being, or kids are being abused, and you don't say anything, I think you're just as culpable.
Absolutely. Here's a legitimate question for you and anyone in the comments. What is worse, to be a pedo yourself or to know that your best friend is a pedo and you don't do anything to stop it? Because I would argue the pedo's got some mental defect, obviously, but the buddy would allegedly not, because he's not doing it. But if you're in your right mind and you know your best friend's doing it and you do nothing, I don't know. I think that actually makes you worse.
Yeah, I don't. That's a tough one. I mean, you're both going to hell if there is a hell. You know, right. I mean, it's both a bad thing. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, but yeah, he should be looked at as just as bad or worse, whatever, however you want to see him. I started thinking immediately, like, oh, this is the MAGA party, dude. This is the party that when. Okay, let's rewind to 2016. Grab Him by the Pussy came out, and it was just locker room talk, and everyone was like, hey, it's just locker room talk. I thought he was cooked when that came out.
Right.
But we've seen over and over again that the MAGA party will completely do mental gymnastics to excuse any and all behavior. I came across a great video of a guy, and he came up with a lot of stuff that said, this is exactly what all the Republicans are going to say. I can hear it now. So look, this is great.
He wasn't blowing him for fun. He was gathering intelligence on the deep state. That's just how you negotiate with powerful people. Since when is it gay to give fellatio to another man? That's just locker room activity, you fucking woke loser. Well, what else are you supposed to do after you go golfing all day? Talk to your fucking ugly wives? I mean, Julius Caesar sucked, and he was pretty powerful. Listen, you have to break a couple eggs if you want to make an omelet. Okay, so which is it? Do we want everybody to be rah-rah LGBTQ+? Or is it suddenly problematic that Trump is a little gay? Bubba could be anybody. There was a whole movie made about him with Tom Hanks. Don't you remember that? How do we know it's Bill? By taking Bill Clinton's wiener in his mouth, Trump is showing that he is the number one ally to the gay community, maybe second only to Charlie XCX. You watch. You watch. Somehow, some way, the right wing will spin this. They will spin it into saying that actually it's like super America first. To suck Bill Clinton's dick.
So, we haven't brought that little thing up yet, but it's exploding in the comment section here. People are bringing up this Bubba thing. So, yes. Do you know what that's referring to?
What, Bubba? Bill Clinton?
Well, there was a line in one of these emails from Epstein's brother to Jeffrey Epstein saying that Trump was blowing Bubba.
Yeah.
And, Bubba is Bill Clinton's famous nickname. It doesn't necessarily mean – I mean, I first thought of some biker guy or something, but I don't know. I mean, Bubba – I mean – if you're blowing somebody, I would assume it's a guy. So
yeah, I would know. Yeah. Listen, this is one of his nicknames. It's been verified as a fact that One of his nicknames is Bubba, dude. And we
know, but did we really think Trump was blowing Clinton? Like, really?
Hey, dude.
This story just went a whole different direction. I didn't see that coming. Putin, maybe. Clinton?
Who knows, dude? If you'll recall, before Trump turned MAGA and Republican, he praised the Clintons nonstop. He loved Hillary Clinton. He liked Donica Lewinsky. I heard somebody say, you know, like, who knew Bill Clinton had such a large dick, large enough that it was paid homage to as Donald Trump saying, the big, beautiful Bill.
Maybe Bill was just banging Trump's new neck vagina that everyone's talking about.
Turkey.
It may just look like he was blowing him. They could have just, yeah, I mean.
It's unreal, but, right?
I think it is unreal. Like, I believe all of this stuff, from the Epstein, you know, him being involved, to Russian hookers peeing on him or whatever. But blowing Bill Clinton? That does seem a little weird. But, hey, what do I know, man?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little weird to hook up with underage girls. I mean, he's done a lot of really weird stuff. The rumors that Putin had video of him golden showers with hookers in Russia, you know, like, he's into some weird stuff. So I don't know.
Listen, I have said for a long time on the show that if we had, you know, HD video of Trump in a closet with a little boy doing bad things, that MAGA would come out and somehow find a way to justify that.
Completely.
John Stewart said this week that he doesn't think this would change anything with MAGA. And with the actual 30% of the country that is hardcore cult 47 ride or die MAGA, I don't think it will change anything.
Yeah.
But as we always talk about, it's the center of the country. And it's the political momentum in the Senate and in the House where, you know, if enough people actually start to understand this, then I think the tide will shift, no matter how many of his hardcore base try to spin it like that guy was saying.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, dude? I really don't know. I mean, here's the thing. Like you are experiencing right now, is it really Bill Clinton? Like, there's going to be enough reasonable doubt that it's not named as Bill Clinton that people are going to be like, that's not him. You guys are such trash, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, it's not a good nickname for a woman, but, you know, what the hell? I mean, there's a lot of vagueness going on here. But it's clearly obvious that Trump was up to whatever level of shenanigans with Epstein, or was at least watching and involved. Do you see the quote about in one of those emails that Trump smacked face first into a glass door because he was so busy watching girls in the pool at Epstein's house that he walked into a door?
I didn't see that. That doesn't surprise me. You know, I just had a fantastic thought. Bill Clinton's close to death. You know, you've seen him lately.
Sure. Close for a while.
Take another one for the team, dude. Come out and say, yeah, it happened. It happened. I did have sexual relations with that man.
Right.
Like, let us know. Do Hillary a favor. Get redemption.
Yeah. Someone had said on the comments that Hillary rejected Trump, so he went after Bill instead. So
it's possible.
I don't know. And there was a new thing that came out today, too, in these emails, the Trump Epstein dump that, honestly, I mean, this speaks volumes. We all know Epstein is a creep, right? The level of creepiness for Trump is still debatable, I suppose. But Epstein, straight up creep, sex trafficker, bad guy, right?
Yep.
Okay, so one of these emails, Epstein said, I have met some very bad people, none as bad as Trump. Not one decent cell in Trump's body. So, yes, dangerous. What does that say when someone like Epstein says that Trump is the worst person he's met? This is the guy that hangs out with child sex traffickers, but Trump is the worst person he's met.
Yeah, I mean, that's insane, dude. Like, I don't even know what to say about that, except I feel like we've known that. But to have it clarified by Epstein, that dirtbag, yes. I don't doubt this for a second. And this is the point you just made is exactly why we've always said, like, no, God damn it, we can't agree to disagree. Because we're talking about a person who is so morally egregious that it doesn't work here, okay?
Yes. Yeah, spot on. It also looks like his whole timeline of when he stopped hanging out with Epstein has been blown up in this stuff. And there's one of these emails where Epstein references that he's spending Thanksgiving with Trump, and it would have been during Trump's first term in office.
Really? So it was that? I thought that Trump hasn't seen him for 15 years or something.
Well, of course, that is what he has told us all. But yeah, one of those emails, someone asked, you know, where are you at for Thanksgiving? He says, you know, I'm with Trump and some other names on the list. Like, so, yeah, I mean, I encourage everyone to keep speed reading these emails because each day another little tidbit comes out and keeps putting the pressure on. And I will keep going back to that birthday card doodle. That was the admission of guilt right there, that Trump knew what Epstein was up to. It's why Trump is denying that he wrote that thing, even though it's very obvious he did, because it's a picture of a girl, not a woman. So that joke only makes sense if he knew. Like he said, he likes him on the younger side.
Yeah, no, completely. I mean, and that's a prepubescent girl.
Yes.
And, you know, Trump says, I don't doodle. Yeah, you do, dude. You've sold art. You know, I say that with finger quotes, but like sold doodles, and we know that that's your signature. Come on. Yeah, but everyone believes that shit on the MAGA side. They just don't want to admit that they are mentally deranged as well. If you're following Trump at this point, I'm sorry, you're mentally deranged.
Spot on. Stoney here with a question. How do you explain Trump to our children? I guess the same way I explain pornography, like not in detail. I'll address the issue that it exists, but I'm not going to like get into it with them.
I don't have children, so I don't have to go through that. But yeah, I don't know, dude. I think if I did, maybe this is why I don't have kids. I'd tell them everything, dude. I'd be like, that is a bad, bad man. You stay away from people like that.
Yeah, stranger danger. I mean, my kids are in their teens, so it's a little bit easier for me. But, yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate point. The stuff that we're reading about our own president is not age-appropriate. And, you know, maybe with the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal that came up. But otherwise, in the history of our country, like, it's pretty freaking rare that you would feel wrong about talking about the president to your kids.
Yeah.
But that's the world we're living in. Thanks, 49% of you, for phoning him in.
Yeah, you dirty bastards. We watch stuff from Aaron Parnas.
Yeah, yeah. God. No relation to Steve Harness, but yes.
No, but do you know who he is related to?
Is he related to Lev?
Yes, dude. I didn't know that. Rachel just told me that the other day. I was like, you got to be shitting me.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And Lev had some strong ties to Really American, by the way.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was watching this video from Aaron, and I don't know. There's something we should all kind of be stoked for. I have no idea if Aaron is right about this. He speaks very kind of confidently about it. But, listen to what he had to say today.
So Donald Trump is going on national television tonight at 9:45 p.m. He is either going to completely deny and try to distract the American people from the clear emails and damage of the Epstein files that are gone now come down on his head, or he has gone not ache a play out of Nixon's handbook. He is going to resign. And he's going to have Jay DeVance issue him a pardon to protect him from any wrongdoings or criminal actions. One way or the other, his time as president is near. He might even try to use an excuse about his health. I need to step down because my health is failing and I'm not able to really continue on as president. One way or the other, the idea of him resigning the presidency at 9:45 p.m. tonight seems real, considering all of the damage and things that are going on around him, the allegations, the fact that we don't even have all of the files out yet, and the petition making its way through the House and the Senate.
Yes, amen.
Please, God.
Listen, I appreciate Aaron's optimism, but no, that is not going to happen. If he's going to actually make an announcement tonight, it's that we're going to war with Venezuela or something.
Yeah.
Something that will try to distract. Because we just saw a memo coming out the other day, something about Operation Spearhead, I think they're calling it. Like, they have war plans in place.
Yeah.
We have a freaking aircraft carrier down there. Trump will not give up power until pitchforks and torches have driven him out of there.
I 100% agree with you, but as someone that I respect and listen to, Aaron, why does he sound so confident with that? I mean, why is he making that prediction? Boy, oh boy.
Optimism, I guess. I mean, give that man the Pulitzer if that ends up being what happens, but boy, I don't see that. Yeah. I mean, we would need HD video of Trump and Epstein, you know, together with like, you know, I mean, I don't see that happening. And he'll die in the Oval Office before he ever gives up for health reasons. Would Trump ever do what's in the greater good of the country, like resigning because he's about to die?
Of course not. Please. The only way I could see it happening is if he pretended he was doing something for the good of the country. Like, I'm ill. I got to step away.
It's been I can see him faking his death to escape to some island because the indictments are coming. But no. Yeah. I mean, I guess we'll all keep an eye on the clock tonight. But I haven't even heard he's doing an announcement. But if it is, yeah, I bet we're invading some country. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, 9:45 Eastern time, obviously. So, yeah, I'll be checking that out for show.
Yeah. Speaking of Parnas there, he was one of the first to find the friendship statue was back in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
The Trump-Epstein statue of them holding hands.
Yeah, I saw that on your video you did for Really American today. Yeah. More great protest art. And that, if you're watching the podcast, you should go check out the video. It's on the platform. But that was a statue that was toppled by Trump's cronies. And
destroyed.
Yeah, it's been rebuilt and put up somewhere else. So
there's been a lot of good protest art, and I've highlighted every piece I can find. My favorite might be the Trump lethal injection one that I did like a week ago, where he's strapped to a gurney in a display in Switzerland. But of all the ones, the friendship statue of him and Epstein seems to have really captured everyone's attention and seems to have some resilience. And yeah, it went up. Trump toppled it. They destroyed it. They got the thing rebuilt, put it back up for the rest of their permit. But yeah, now it's in front of some coffee house in Washington, D.C. through the weekend. And the group behind it said, it's not a coincidence. We thought we'd pop our head out to say hello correspond with the emails that have come out. So no one wants to let this go. So I love that we're talking about it. The interweb's blowing up. I love protest art because we got to keep the pressure on because that is the only thing that's going to get any more, you know, light put on this whole thing.
100% spot on. I'll tell you what else, ladies and gents. Some of the talking heads from the MAGA side are already saying shit that is unbelievable. I mean, we had the craziness of Marjorie Taylor Greene come out and say, like, I don't care. I want the Epstein files released. That's the average person, okay? Right. Megyn Kelly has been making the rounds with video and audio that completely broke me, dude. I don't know how someone could feel this way. I've got a couple to play for you, but we'll get to this one first. This is Megyn Kelly talking about the Epstein files.
Okay. I do know somebody very, very close to this case who is in a position to know virtually everything. Not everything, but virtually everything. And this person has told me from the start, years and years ago, that Jeffrey Epstein, in this person's view, was not a pedophile. This is this person's view, who was there for a lot of this, but that he was into the barely legal type. Mm-hmm. Like, he liked 15-year-old girls.
It's not
and I realize this is disgusting. I'm definitely not trying to make an excuse for this. I'm just giving you facts. That he wasn't into, like, 8-year-olds, but he liked the very young teen types that could pass for even younger than they were, but would look legal to a passerby. And that is what I believed, and that was what I reliably was told for many years.
Wow.
Wow. Look at this comment, Megan R. Kelly.
Yes, dude. Really, that's well done, Infinite Asylum.
Wow. I mean, wow. And I love she's trying to say, like, I'm not saying this personally. I'm just going to give it a platform and repeat what some apparently insane person said, that, you know, if they're 15, I mean, even if you tried to say 17, I would say the law is the law, people. Like, but 15?
That's right. Well, obviously she doesn't quite get it either, because if he was into the barely legal, I mean, you know what that means. It means 18 years old, like they're barely legal, just legal. You know, he was into barely legal, like 14, 15. Like, that is so terrifying that somebody with a contract on Sirius XM satellite radio could sit there and talk that shit and justify it.
When is she going to get fired? Because Sirius is a real company. You can't have one of your hosts on there saying that, hey, 15-year-olds, is that bad, really? I mean, holy crap. And as Denise here says, shame on Megan, a big lie spreader. She needs to be prosecuted alongside all the Megan nut jobs. I don't know if it's actually prosecutable, but she definitely needs to be fired. I don't know what sponsor is going to want to associate with that crap.
Yeah. And you know what she says? Like, I'm not saying this. I'm just saying facts. Like, these are not facts, Megyn Kelly.
If you give it a platform, you're tacitly endorsing it. I can't have a neo-Nazi come on our show and spew all this stuff and just you and I sit here like, well, it's just what they're saying. I'm not going to stop them.
Exactly.
You're giving it a platform. That is, and coming from a woman and she's a mother? Are you kidding me?
It's unbelievable, dude. And let's keep in mind that this was one of the first women as Trump was debating in 2016 that said, you know, she's got blood coming out of her, whatever, you know, like she's totally kept with him. This next video is also of Megyn Kelly. She talks a little bit more about the Epstein files in this, but at the beginning of this, it just kind of shows the hypocrisy that is Megyn Kelly.
You start getting the kids used to inappropriate sexual talk, sexual looks, sexual content, and then the pedophile moves in for the kill. That's called grooming. And this is one of the many reasons why drag queen shows in front of children that are sexualized are grossly inappropriate. And if you're not equally outraged about it, then you are part of the problem.
Oh. I don't know what's true about him, but we have yet to see anybody come forward and say, I was I was under 10. I was under 14 when I first came within his purview. Look, you can say that's a distinction without a difference.
No, it's not.
I think there is a difference. Yeah. There's a difference between a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Sure, but none of it's okay.
Exactly. Oh,
look at this comment. She is a Cupid stunt. There's a little dyslexia going on there.
Yes, I like that. I am blown away by this.
I don't know who's paying her off, what is in her coffee. Like, how does she sit there as a broadcaster hearing herself talk and not think like, hold on now, let me dial this back a notch?
Suddenly, I mean, based off what she's saying, it's woke to think that, you know, molesting an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old are very different things, Stephen.
Right.
You know,
they are, and none of it's okay. Where do you draw the line? At the law. What does the law say? 18? Then there you go. And like you said, barely legal. I think there used to be a magazine called Barely Legal.
Right.
And it was all like 18 and 19-year-olds. Because that's what it means. You're just barely legal, but you're legal.
Right.
So 15 is not even close to barely legal. That's just insanely disgusting.
It's coming from the Law and Order Party, you know. Right. And Law and Order President. I mean, yeah, you guys all jumped on board with this. Like, 15, that's not that bad. Come on.
I mean, talk about, you know, the old, like, they don't care about the kid after it's born. Like, protect the life in the womb.
Right.
But now Megyn Kelly's advocating that, hey, a 15-year-old, not so bad. Sure, 5-year-old. No, that'd be right. 15? Come on.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Yeah, I hope that I listen to a lot of programming on SiriusXM, and I'm all for free speech, but yeah, this commenter says she's splitting pubic hairs. Exactly right, unfortunately.
Oh, if those are even involved with the ages she just mentioned.
That's right.
I mean, good grief. This sounds like Game of Thrones, where if, you know, if she's gone through menstruation, then hey, you know, game on. Like, that's what they thought in medieval times, not in the year 2025.
Yeah, shame on you, Megyn Kelly. Shame on you.
Wow, insane. All right, we got any more Epstein topic, or can I take a shower and we move on?
Yeah, we should probably. Yeah, let's take a shower and move on. There's other stuff to get to.
Okay, well, let's see. Where should we? Did we talk about? I mean, I guess let's do a natural segue here. We want to talk about other teenage girls being exploited?
Sure.
All right, let's talk about Kai Trump. So Kai Trump, we talked about this on the show a few weeks back, that she had gotten invited to her first LPGA tournament. And they did it as a promotional thing. Like, it was some sponsor exemption where sponsors are allowed to invite someone because Kai Trump is not qualified. She's not good enough. She's like almost 500th on the list of amateur women, yeah, let alone professionals.
She's there because she's a Trump, and it brings, you know, I wouldn't say credibility, but it brings attention to the event.
Yes, and they fully admitted that that's why she's there. So much like Trump and Epstein, they're exploiting a teenage girl for their benefit. And, you know, I had said a few weeks back when we talked about this, like, go ahead and prove me wrong. Go ahead and make me eat crow. I want to see you finish even in the top 50 of this tournament, and I will apologize.
Yeah.
So she finished round two of the tournament today. I owe no apologies. No crows will be eaten here. You want to know what place she came in?
Yes, please.
She finished just ahead of you and I because we didn't play in the tournament, but she came in dead last. So wow. By my math, that means anyone who didn't play was just as close as she was to winning this thing.
Well, so, we can tell for sure that she's a better person than her grandpa because she didn't cheat. They didn't cheat for her and, you know, make her score better. So, yeah, right. Last place, Kai Trump.
Yeah, a lot of people said she should have had, you know, grandpa's, you know, caddy, because then she would have scored much better since Trump's caddies always help him cheat. But
I can already hear Trump saying it was rigged. Guy's a great golfer.
You know? Right. And the funny thing is, and this is an internet comment that I included in a video I did today on this, but so she shot an 83 on her first day. Second day, she shot a 75, so she did better. But that means she was 18 over on the 2 days. And somebody commented, Trump is 18 over, a refreshing change for most of today's news about Trump and 17 and unders.
You know what? Here's the thing that sucks. She's a good golfer. She has no business being in that tournament, dude. I mean, she's a good golfer.
She's a good golfer, and I'm not trying to necessarily beat up on an 18-year-old. She is still in high school. I mean, she's going to college next year and is going to, like, Miami or something to play golf. Like, but listen, I want to beat up on the fact that she is exploiting her name, that she took a spot in a tournament that she really did not earn just because of her last name and her social media following. And it's just not cool. If she had gotten in at age 18 based on golf skills, if she'd even finished in the top 100, then, you know, maybe we would have something to applaud this kid over.
Yeah.
But no, she took the spot knowing damn well it's just because of her name.
Seems to be kind of some DEI shit going on there.
Right. You know? Right? Exactly. As Tracy and you just said almost simultaneously, DEI hire. I mean, straight up. And it also speaks to this other crap that Kai Trump has been getting away with. She has been selling merch from the White House in some cases. She did a video of her on the front porch of the White House. Like, I got my new swag out. Go check out my new sweaters that she charges like $130 for some just, you know, dime store, sporting goods store quality, you know, sweatshirts.
Like, wow.
She is a straight up Trump, grifting, exploiting, wasting tax dollars, flying around with Grandpa Donnie. And so, yeah, I don't normally pick on 18-year-olds, but I think she deserves a little criticism, and especially because, she didn't do very well in the tournament. She did not. I could have come in last place. I mean, seriously, look at it that way.
Yeah, all of us could have, you know. Yeah. I blame it more on her. I blame it more on her family. I mean, I'm trying to think if I was an 18-year-old kid and had this opportunity put in front of me, I'd be like, I guess I take advantage of it. But, this is the adult in the room's issue, but.
Well, I mean, the people behind the scenes in the tournament deserve some criticism, too. I mean, obviously, they're the ones that put this together and made it happen. But if we're just putting people in tournaments based on social media followings, like, I found some porn stars that play golf, and they have millions of followers. Why don't we put them in?
Yeah. No, I think you're 100% right.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Fun stuff.
Hey, let's get wide-eyed right now, Steve, and talk about the director of the FBI, Mr. Cash Patel.
Wide-eyed or cross-eyed? What are we talking
about? Either
here?
Or. Whatever you want to do. Did you hear about this new announcement? Like, I think starting yesterday, there's no one that ever is going to be addicted to fentanyl again, thanks to President Trump. This is Cash Patel making a statement, press conference.
Effective immediately, essentially. President Trump has shut off the pipeline that creates fentanyl that kills tens of thousands of Americans.
Sure.
These substances are now banned, and they will no longer be utilized by the Mexican drug trafficking organizations or any other DTOs around the world to make this drug. This historic achievement has saved tens of thousands of lives. This historic achievement would not have been possible without the tremendous team of President Trump, the Attorney General, the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Ambassador Perdue in China, whose ground-level engagements were imperative to achieving this result.
Blowjobs all around, dude. Everyone is sucking somebody off here because this is, I mean, none of this is true, dude. The claim that President Trump shut off the fentanyl pipeline. First of all, it's not a gas and oil pipeline. Like, you can't just shut it off. This is not only misleading, but impossible. The claim that he shut off the pipeline to fentanyl is factually inaccurate. The vast majority of fentanyl enters the U.S. through drug cartels, primarily operating on the southern border with Mexico, not through any single pipeline that can be shut off. This is ridiculous. Again, I feel like this is, you know, hey, look over here. What Epstein files? Because this is bullshit.
Yeah, no, spot on. You know, some people cross their T's and dot their I's. He just crosses his I's while he lies to us all.
Scourge of fentanyl.
Sorry. Let me get rid of that. There.
Yes. Yeah, fun stuff. Well, Ed, listen, I find all of this a little comedic, that notion that there's anything you can do to stop the quote-unquote war on drugs. Like, it's supply and demand. There's going to be demand for this stuff, so they're always going to find a way to get it into the country. If you start blowing up boats, they're going to bring it in on trucks. You blow up the trucks, they're going to do the tunnels. You cut off the supply from China. Like, you can't.
No.
It's a pipe dream. It's a crack pipe dream. It's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
So why don't we be dumping some of these resources into either decriminalizing certain drugs, better rehab programs, advocating for people to just smoke some pot instead of, you know, alcohol and fentanyl and all these other things that are just purely toxic.
Yes. And a pot is a great thing to keep on the table here, dude. You mentioned earlier that President Trump is looking at getting rid of pot. Is that the truth?
Yeah, let's talk about that one, actually, because this is a bit of a confusing story. I freaking hate when elected officials sneak stuff into a bill that has nothing to do with what the bill's about.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what just happened with this bill to reopen the government. They, you know, let's see here, the government funding bill, which is now passed, ending the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, would outlaw certain synthetic cannabinoid products derived from hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Congress legalized hemp in 2018. Entrepreneurs soon found a way to make intoxicating products from hemp by extracting or synthesizing tetrahydrocannabinol, THC.
Yeah.
So, and I was a little confused about this at first. Like, so they're trying to ban hemp and the ability to derive THC-based products from it. So I was trying to figure out, like, are we talking hemp rope, hemp products that get you high? Are we talking like marijuana in general?
Yeah.
Are we talking about edibles? Like, so before we debate this a little, I found a news story that I think, you know, kind of explains this intelligently.
Okay.
Many intoxicating THC gummies, vapes, and beverages will become illegal next year thanks to a bill just signed by President Trump. The law aims to crack down on products derived from hemp that produce similar effects to marijuana. But opponents say it threatens a $30 billion a year industry that employs 300,000 Americans. The hemp products have exploded in recent years, the result of a loophole created with the passage of a 2018 law legalizing hemp cultivation. While hemp contains low amounts of THC, it has higher levels of CBD, a compound now widely used in health and beauty products. By using a chemical process, market players turn CBD into unregulated, intoxicating THC compounds and sell them online and in stores across the country, even in states where marijuana is not legal. The new law places strict caps on how hemp-derived compounds can be used and bans products above a certain threshold of THC. But opponents say the restrictions are so tight they will kill the markets for both hemp-derived THC, and non-intoxicating CBD products. Mm. The bill passed after an intense lobbying campaign pitting hemp farmers against the powerful alcohol and marijuana industries. The bill causes the new regulations to go into effect in 1 year.
Okay. So the short answer is Trump is not trying to ban marijuana or actual edibles made from straight up pot.
Yeah. Okay. But it is going to affect the industry as a whole big time, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, so hemp is a huge industry because not all hemp stuff is being used for this. So, I mean, there hemp is clothing, it's rope, it's all sorts of things that have nothing to do with getting high off of.
Right.
But I was not aware of this, that apparently when hemp became legal, the industry figured out how to synthesize THC out of it. But the key there, like they were saying in that story, is this is getting sent to states where pot is not legal. Because I have lived in states where pot is legal for years, so I never had to even worry about any of this hemp-based product stuff because I would just get the real deal.
You know, I belong to a couple of groups for multiple sclerosis, and like oftentimes that pot helps people that have MS. Mm-hmm. As I see some of these groups across the country in states where it's not legal, mine it is, they talk about this often and how it's the only thing that they have legal access to. And yes, a lot of people use it. So having it go away, you know, I think is, I mean, that's it's a bad thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me that if you're going to take that away, but leave the other shit around, you know, the stuff that gets us really high.
Yeah, yeah. No, it definitely would be a step backwards. I think it's interesting that the alcohol and marijuana lobbies are who are, you know, going after them to do this because, you know, they've got a lot to gain there. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Trump has actually talked about decriminalizing pot or taking it down to a level 3 or whatever it would be. So it would not be as – so I'm not actually worried about them taking pot away per se, but no step backward is good. And, you know, going after an industry that's got over a quarter of a million Americans working in it is not good.
Yeah.
Rand Paul got attacked by Laura Ingraham saying that he – because he's been advocating to get this thing taken out of there. And Laura Ingraham said that he was just wants to hold things up in the Senate so more Americans can get buzzed on hemp products. And Rand Paul said, A, not holding up anything. The timing is fixed under Senate procedures. B, hemp is an agricultural crop used for textiles, rope, insulation, composite wood, paper, grain, CBD products, which we're talking about, that veterans, seniors, and many people with chronic pain rely on.
Yeah.
The issue at hand is the last-minute federal ban was slipped into the funding bill. So he's saying if anyone's exploiting this, we should regulate that and enforce the laws, not just ban the entire thing, the old don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
But this is classic political bullshit to try to slip this into a bill that has nothing to do with it whatsoever.
You know, I'm tired of hearing that, Steve. I don't understand that process, how anyone – I mean, we've seen it a lot lately. Prior to the government shutdown, we saw it in the Big Beautiful Bill with Marjorie Taylor Greene. People come out and they say, like, oh, I didn't see that. That was snuck in there at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I don't understand. If you put your signature on something and don't read it in its entirety, like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it.
I mean, it happens all the time. Most of these things are rushed through so quickly, you couldn't possibly sit down and read it all in time. And, yeah, so we've heard this many, many, many times over the years. Like, I didn't know I was voting for that. I didn't know it was in there.
Right.
I mean, there's things you can do to repeal it or take it out, and a lot of people are now freaking out because this thing was in there. But it's classic. Do you think our senators and congressmen are sitting down and staying up all night reading every part of this bill so they understand the nuances? Like, this is politics, slipping shit in there and hoping no one notices.
Bullshit, dude. With this most recent thing with the shutdown, you know, Mikey Johnson, Little Skippy, was talking about this thing that was snuck in there about how, you know, senators can sue the government for up to $500,000. Like, Mikey Johnson came out and said, I had no idea it was in there. I'm really irritated by that. Like, you fucking animal, dude. What do you mean you didn't know it was in there?
It's embarrassing when they say stuff like this, but yeah, I mean, this is how it happens. So that did get signed into law. That is now a year away. Will people repeal it? Will they amend it? You know, who knows?
Right.
But the fact that people like us and some other news outlets like that story I played are bringing some attention to is good. But like I said, when that first came out, I couldn't understand. Like, are we talking about marijuana, hemp, the both? Like, So that is the nuance. It's not marijuana and edibles that, you know, you and I are buying in our local store.
Yeah.
Which is such a great sign of the times that we can do that. But
yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, dude. Come on.
And did you see in that video, by the way, there was some picture of a beach shanty thing selling THC margaritas.
Yeah,
sign dude. Sign me up. It's, what the hell is that?
It's becoming a huge thing, and you can even order them online. There's a few companies that are making them that are in a can, and you can get them. Seth Rogen is selling them now that he makes margaritas, you know, like, and I've heard he was being interviewed on Stern, and Stern's paranoid by weed, and he was, Seth Rogen said, if you drink one of these as you don't ever smoke weed. If you just drink one, you're going to have just a nice little buzz. You drink two or three of them, you're going to be blitzed. So you can kind of control it. I think it sounds great.
Challenge accepted.
Yes.
I got to find some of these things. So,
yeah.
Interesting. I think the whole world would be better just flopping out whatever crap you're on for pot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get rid of alcohol. I mean, I don't need to get rid of alcohol, but I mean, if we have to pick between the two, Let's get rid of alcohol, dude.
Listen, when I've had these talks with my teenagers, I have told them, be very careful experimenting with anything that can kill you, okay? Yeah. Alcohol can kill you. Certainly anything you're sticking a needle in your arm, some things you're smoking can kill you. Pot is not going to kill you, okay?
Excuse me. Yeah, the fentanyl pipeline's been shut down, dude. No,
oh, yes. Well, yeah, you're fine, dude. Perfect.
Yeah, you're okay.
We shut the pipeline down. Freaking Cash Patel, like... This is classic MAGA. They just tell you things and hope you believe them. Or I'll say from fentanyl, no one pay attention to any deaths going on.
I guarantee I'm going to hear from my brother. Did you hear the pipeline's been shut down?
Hey.
It got shut down?
Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Hey, dude, we saw Laura Ingraham do an interview with Trump. I don't know. I can't keep track of time. Earlier in the week. Okay. He walked her around the White House. That was some of the stuff that we didn't play on the podcast because there's so much other shit to play. But they talked about, she asked him about the gold again in the Oval Office. Like, is all this stuff from Home Depot?
Right.
He fed her the lie again that basically said, like, there's no spray paint that can replicate gold. And she
projecting.
Said, yeah, completely. She said,
he knows
all,
there is. So, yeah,
he was like, no, this isn't Home Depot. It's not Home Depot. And meanwhile, you know, we've all seen the videos of them comparing these emblems to Home Depot's website.
And am I supposed to believe they really found that much gold and melted it all down into these tacky, you know, accent pieces? That would be a lot of freaking gold.
A lot of gold, dude.
Come on.
Yeah. This Trump did this because, you know, when that kind of garbage comes out that shows what a fool he is, he's so insecure, dude. So he released this video here for people to really know, like, all this shit's gold. I've got a ton.
Sure.
24 karat. Look, he's got a table full of all these gold things.
They're on what they were spray painted on, it looks like.
does that not look fake?
Of course. And again, where would he get all this gold from?
Dude, that's a little table. They have all this gold. All that gold would break that table, dude. You know, if it was real 24 karat gold. But why would he lay all this on a table and take a video to show people?
Because they open the box from Home Depot and spread it all out so they can go hanging around the White House. Like, bullshit, it's real. I wouldn't even buy for a second it's gold plated.
No, of course not. I don't think it has any gold to it other than maybe gold flake spray paint. I don't know, but,
right. You know. It's got as much gold as, you know, Goldschlager does.
Yes.
Little flakes of specks of gold. I don't even think it has that. I mean, it is obviously painted. We have seen multiple people do the comparison and contrast. You buy it at Home Depot. You spray paint it gold. And again, what a freaking waste it would be if you really melted all that down. Or you went and bought these things. Like, show me the receipts, because that would be a lot.
And it's
so,
not
unless they broke into Fort Knox, as Violet here is saying. I don't think any of that is real gold.
Hey, dude.
And it's tacky as shit, by the way.
It's so tacky. I don't get it, dude. He has a gold toilet, apparently. You think that thing's real gold? I guarantee it's not.
No, of course. Nothing in Trump world is real. Charlie Sheen told a great story a few years ago about Trump giving him gold Trump embedded, you know, labeled cufflinks. And that Charlie Sheen had an appraiser come to his house to for insurance purposes to appraise all of his jewelry. Yeah. And he gave the appraiser, hey, Trump gave me these gold cufflinks. And the appraiser put it under the microscope and just started laughing.
Yeah.
She was like, on its best day, this is crappy pewter. Like, this is not even good fake metal. It's just crap.
Yes. And there was more accounts after that came out. Like, oh, he gave me a cufflink. Dude. He gave me a watch. It wasn't real either. So, yeah. He's a grifter. We've said it from the beginning. Hey, let me tell you this, Steve. One more thing I want to tell you to keep your eyes on is this new Tennessee Republican legislator passed a law allowing some public schools teachers and staff to start carrying concealed handguns on campus in elementary schools, wherever. So, yeah,
but isn't this the secret thing?
Yes, it's going to be a secret. Yeah. No one knows where they are. No one knows which classroom, you know. It's unbelievable, dude.
So they basically have a gun or two, and they just rotate it around the school every day?
Maybe a couple of them, yeah. And they're just, what classroom are they in? Where's Waldo? Who knows? Easter egg hunt. Yes. You think the kids will go looking for them?
Yeah, I mean, that's fun. And did they tell the teachers? I mean, if you need this gun, does anyone know where it is?
where did we put that thing? With an active shooter in the school. Keep in mind, more children in the U.S. accidentally shoot themselves or others with unsecured firearms and die from many other causes. We're talking car accidents, cancer, child mortality. So, yeah, this seems like a good idea to me. What do they call that when you, Darwin?
Dumb. I
mean, yeah. Go ahead, Tennessee. I mean,
The Darwin Award, Darwin natural Award. Selection.
We'll natural selection.
Listen, I've said before that, A, if I know a teacher's got a gun, I'm just going to go up and smack him over the head and take the gun from them. Like, I'll get through your school metal detector and I'll just go take it from you.
Yes.
But I have also said before, like, when I was in high school, there was a school shooting. And I was right there for it. I came this close to being directly involved in it. And do you want to know who the shooter was?
A teacher?
It was a teacher. It was not a student. Mm. Teachers are not always the most mentally stable folks. And this particular teacher at my high school got in a fight with the administration, and he went and got his gun, came back to the office that I had just been in, staying after school, taking a test. I had just walked out of the door. He came in the other side, shot and killed my superintendent, shot my principal, shot the English teacher, head of this teachers' union. So don't tell me that giving teachers a gun is some sort of foolproof plan.
Yeah. No, it seems like a very bad idea to me. So,
yes. And as everyone keeps saying, America has more guns than any other country on planet Earth. Why aren't we the safest country on planet Earth?
You would think we would be, right? With that logic.
Just a couple more guns, then we'll be safe. We just got to hold out. So,
good guy with a gun takes out a bad guy with a gun, dude. That's the only way it works.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good luck, Tennessee. Good luck.
All right, dude. We're going to see what happens. I don't think these tides will slow over the weekend with these emails and the papers coming out on the Epstein files. So keep in mind, we do the podcast every Tuesday and Friday.
Yes. So we'll be back next week with even more things to talk about, I'm sure. So in the meantime, you go to our website, thevocalminority.net, if you want to contact us directly. We've got our own social medias, but everything we do is right here on Really American. So check out the full podcast, check out the short form videos, check out everything. It's a good channel. Support it.
Yeah, appreciate your support of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve as well. Have a good weekend, y'all.
And that'll do it for another edition of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Thanks for joining us on the Really American Media platform. Check out all our social media wherever good social media is found. Until next time, you tiny little bastards, good day.
Good day.
Tiny little bastards.